Welcome everyone, we're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, HSP, Shir number 28. We're in Judith Orloff's book, The Empath Survival Guide. We're also talking about, in the chapter of Empath, Love and Sex. Elaine Aaron has a chapter on that too in her book. She has another book, a full book about this, which we're going to get into more in depth at a later point in time. Sexuality is an important topic for empaths to be clear about. And because they are so sensitive to energy, there's really no such thing with them as something casual pertaining to the sexual aspects of it. They pick up when they connect with someone that way. They picked up their anxieties and joy from the one they are sexual with. They have intuitions that they feel in their thoughts and in their feelings in a deep way that very often others don't experience it that way. Therefore, it's so important and to ask for siyata d'shmaya for it and daven for it, that you have, Hashem should bring to you the right person and connect the right way, because when you are connected to a husband or wife and you're an empath, you're a highly sensitive person, you absorb stresses and fears and other toxic energies as well. Not just the healthy things. Therefore, it's very important. It's important to everyone to daven to find a healthy person to be with this way as a husband and wife. But for empaths and HSPs, it's extremely crucial. Because what happens is if someone has this empathetic ability, this feelings intensify tremendously during these erotic sexual encounters. That could create a heightened sense of real bliss and tremendously wonderful feelings, but on the reverse, very much stressful and negative. Therefore, always to daven for siyata d'shmaya, to be intimate with the right person, someone that could reciprocate love and respect back. In every marriage, one needs to daven this way. And all of us that are married need to daven and work on them ourselves. Each one who is listening, to work on ourselves to become the best person we can be, so that our sexual encounters with one another as a married couple are maximized to the most healthiest way, because it really, in the right way, it could be an absolute refuah. And for empaths, the right way, it could be a lifeline and a tremendous refuah. They could actually create, there could be a tremendous healing when one is married to a healthy person. That creates a healthy feeling in an empath and an HSP that could really heal a lot of their wounds if they're married to the right person and they engage in the sexual relationship in the right way towards one another. The problem is a lot of times empaths have such a strong drive towards this, to want to connect this way, is that they just fall into it in a very strong way. Ultimately, they get disappointed in a terrible way, and they get hurt in a terrible way. So it's very, very important for empaths to be careful about this, this, and to daven for it, that they connect with the right person, a husband and wife, and that in a marriage that they both work towards each other to deepen their devotion, to deepen their kindness, to deepen their healthy passion and love for each other every single day. Relationships is a spiritual experience. The sexual relationship, as we know in human beings, and certainly in Eden, is a spiritual experience. It's a physical experience, but it's also a spiritual experience. And it's very, very important to remember that. HSPs also have this tendency, they have to be very, very careful, because they could fall into something that's overwhelming and impossible love. Some of them feel such an extremely intense love, and they feel rejected when it doesn't work out, because initially it was very too demanding and too unrealistic. Often the loved one feels smothered and doesn't feel loved at all, because of this overwhelming need to connect that way. Carl Jung explained this, that he calls it on general introverts, but it's mostly HSPs, They turn their energy inward to protect their treasured inner self, not to be overwhelmed by their outer world. But what happens is that every human being is a social creature and wants to connect. So the more introverted an HSP is to protect themselves from being overwhelmed by the outer world and of feelings, the pressure builds up and builds up and builds up into their unconscious, and it becomes a pressure cooker, and they connect, they end up, it just overflows, and they become prone to falling intensely in love with another person, and it has not that much to do with that other person, but more with how that HSP themselves yearned to connect, and they were delayed in connecting, so when it finally happens, it overflows. Because again, to repeat, no matter how introverted you may be, you're a social being. There's no way to escape your need and desire to connect with others, or to connect with a partner, to connect with a sexual partner, a husband and a wife ultimately. Even though there's a conflicting urge to protect yourself, that's also strong, and to be on your own, which is also strong, but the feeling to connect is there and will always be there. And it sometimes is felt so, so intensely, and it needs to, you have to work on balancing the two. And that's why this overwhelming love is a big gift, but one has to be very, very cautious about it. You have very opposite things with HSPs when it comes to sexual relationships, when they connect with other people. Either they're very, very cautious about them, which is called avoidant, then their sexual part of themselves will be like pushed to the side and suppressed. Or the opposite happens. They're the anxious, ambivalent type, where those feelings become extremely intense. Either way, you have to recognize it's a normal response of highly sensitive people. It's very important to acknowledge that. It's very important to understand that there's nothing really wrong with an HSP or an empath or whoever you are. And even the problems that come along with it come along with great gifts. You just have to learn about yourself, learn from the past, and move forward for the future. This is important for any person in any situation that had difficult things happening with them. To learn how to adapt, not crush yourself for the mistakes that you made, but to move forward from it in a healthy way. So there are many reasons why HSPs or empaths are more prone to fall into love very, very intensely. And one of the reasons that HSPs or empaths happen to them, because they have anyway this highly sense of arousal, of stimulation from everything around them. So it certainly makes sense that when the hormones kick in and there's a strong sexual attraction to a particular person, then that will be very, very strong in their minds. And it's very hard to move away from that. Another reason why HSPs or empaths are more prone to fall into love in a very intense way is because of their lack of self-esteem and lack of self-worth. When their self, especially this one study found this, that women students whose self-esteems were lowered by whatever the reasons were that they were lowered become attracted to a potential male partner in a more strong way. Many HSPs are prone to low self-esteem simply because they're not the cultural ideal. Again, our culture does not value HSPs or empaths. So the solution to this is to build up your self-esteem, reframing your life in terms of your sensitivity, and do the inner work that whatever lowered your confidence till now should, going forward, strengthen your confidence. People will love you deeply because of your sensitivity. Very often, HSP or empath feel shame because of their sensitivity, but people will love you more because of it. True, healthy, good people will love you more because of it. And that should build up your self-esteem. Realize it's a gift. Another reason why they could sometimes fall into intense emotion is because there is a tremendous fear of being alone, tremendous fear of being over-aroused, tremendous fear of facing new and frightening situations. So they find one person that happens to feel somewhat safer. They will jump at it, and they'll feel very strongly connected to that person. Very important in particular, HSPs and empaths, to have deep friendships. But they have to be careful that these deep friendships not be unhealthily intense, not be unhealthily complicated, but in a more simple and basic, but in that simple, basic way, they could really be enriched so much and be healed a lot by healthy friendships, by healthy friendships and healthy relationships in those friendships. HSP and empath, as we mentioned in a previous share, could thrive in any type of relationship. They don't need to necessarily marry another HSP or empath. They don't need to. If they are married to each other, there's a lot of advantages. They'll be understood. They'll understand each other very, very well. If they're both healthy, they'll give each other the boundaries and allow themselves to have time alone and be together. But the disadvantage of two HSPs is it could get very, very intense if they're not careful. And it create a lack of borders between one another. That could be very dangerous. So they could marry an HSP, and they have their own sets of challenges and good points. And they could also marry a non-HSP, and they could thrive tremendously. They could thrive tremendously in those relationships as well, as long as they understand each other and they work through with each other. Very, very important to understand that. The daily time alone we mentioned last time, we're going to mention it again. Both Judith Orloff and Elaine Aron talks about that a lot, the importance of that daily alone time. But again, the real issue that plagues HSPs and highly sensitive people is their fear of honest communication. It's a great sensitivity, it's a great gift to enhance intimate communication. You pick up on more subtle cues, the nuances, the paradoxes, the ambivalences, the unconscious processes. You recognize it, you see it. But of course, what is the challenge? Over-arousal. Over-arousal. When you are over-aroused, you can become overwhelmed, you become overtired, you become very insensitive. And they make their greatest communication errors when they avoid their over-arousal completely. And they shut it down completely. That's also not healthy. There needs to be a healthy balance between the two. And that's not easy for an HSP or an empath. When there's conflicts or disagreements, it hurts them greatly. It's very difficult for HSPs and empaths when they have even a normal, healthy a communication, understanding that they want to work through with each other. And sometimes they need timeouts in the middle of it, but not to escape, but just to take a little break and then get back to it. Not to escape, but to get back to it. What's very, very important also is something called deep, deep listening. You talk to each other, back with each other, express feelings to each other. Ironically, a healthy relationship between one and another in the HSP world can greatly help by expressing feelings with one another and working through with each other. Sexuality is a big test for a lot of HSPs, especially, and a lot of empaths especially. Many of them, for males, in a way, it's easier because they're by nature anyway sexual, just they're wired that way. For a female, it's much more difficult because a lot of them are less so. So when you have an HSP and an empath, very often when puberty hits, it hits them much harder, the hormonal aspect of it, and their pull towards sexual stimulation and connecting that way becomes more intense beyond the average. And that could make, ultimately, when they're married, sexual life more satisfying. But on the other hand, it very often overwhelms them. it overwhelms them. And when they're married, also, the whole sexual connection is very different with HSPs and empaths versus non-HSPs, because very often they're so naturally stimulated that they don't want necessarily more variety. They'd rather have less, because otherwise they get over-aroused. On the other hand, some may want more of that. So it is complex. And it's important to understand that and recognize them. But very often, it is most likely that HSPs, males also, but especially females, are very much alone in this area, because they don't, it's very difficult to express what they're feeling, because they don't sense that in other people, in their peers, that need is as strong as it is with them. And that creates a lot of isolation, because it's something that generally people aren't comfortable talking about. And generally, it's a good thing. It shows a modesty. It shows a respect for privacy and human dignity and so on and so forth. But very often, it makes the person very, very isolated and thinking there's something wrong with them. We mentioned very much before that the idea of having a strong sexual desire does not make a person a bad person versus a good person. You could have a very, very good person that has a very strong sexual drive, but they're very spiritual. And the reverse, you could have someone that does not have such a strong one and they're very morally corrupt. One has nothing to do with another. People seem to tend to think that it does, but it really doesn't. So this is a separate book from Elaine Aron that we're going to get to at some point in time, about empaths and HSPs pertaining to love and close relationships and sexuality in particular, that we have not gone into yet. Only in the last two shiurim we touched upon the basic surface of it, but eventually, Mezes Hashem, we will get to that as well. Bracha v'hatzlacha.